Good morning. My name is Janet Berruecos Xicoténcatl. I am a licensed local pastor. My appointment is to an extension ministry as adjunct professor of clinical pastoral education at Grace School of Theology, based in Houston, Texas. I am most honored to be with you and to share my reflection from the scripture reading of this week, the book of Micah. Through the book of Micah, God reproaches unjust leaders and defends the rights of the poor against the rich and powerful, while looking forward to a world where everybody will be in peace and secure. It is challenging to hear the voice of the prophet Micah when his message is so strong and direct. In Micah 1:8, it says, "Because of this, I will weep and wail. I will howl like a jackal and moan like an owl, because the wound is incurable." It is the cry of a loving father suffering for the love and acceptance of his children, crying to see his children come back to him. He tells them what terrible punishment they deserve and how they will suffer as consequence. It is so painful, but justice has to be done. I will only focus on chapter 6, where we can reflect upon the importance of listening and remembering in the way we can do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly before God. What are these ways? How can I do it? I will read from the New International Version, Micah 6:1-8. The Lord's case against Israel. Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up, plead my case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, you mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. My people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, plotted, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. The Lord didn't get the attention from his children. He has to plead more strongly by calling the foundations of the earth to be his witnesses. This is the Lord talking to his people. Can you picture the Lord pleading? Nothing is helping. The people didn't have a minute to listen. I thought, well, this is not different from us, because we are also hard of hearing. And we may think it is not us. Instead, it's just that everything is too noisy that it's hard to listen. I know what a challenge it is just to listen when I am not being quiet or look for a place that I know will be quiet. When I am running all the time, I start thinking about my daily schedule even before eating breakfast. I start thinking of everything I must do during the day. Anyway, I think so much of what is going on and my activities with my family, work, church, ministry, that I wrap myself in my own thinking and concerns. I can't stop hesitating for challenges that I don't have control over. I turn to my friends, to people who have influence in my life, that I forget about asking God. One day, I was sharing with my prayer partner, who is a very wise spiritual Christian. I was telling her what was going on with one of my problems and how I was praying. When I got silence, she asked, "What is the Lord telling you?" I got it. She was right. I was talking too much that I was not listening to the Lord. I didn't let him talk. I wanted to hear his voice so badly, but I didn't let him speak. Aren't our lives that way? We are so loud that we don't listen to what he wants to tell us. When I pray and don't wait, I go ahead and do what I think it is right. And when things go wrong, I go back to him, trying again to know his will. It's just a good intention, and I have to try again. I always tell my daughter when she is frustrated because she doesn't get things done when she wants them in the way she likes them. She wants to get everything at once. I say, "Sophia, you can do it, but you have to practice." Don't we have the desire that somebody cares for us and listen to what we have to say? How would it be if the Lord were so busy that couldn't have time for us, to hear our prayers, to care for us? Thanks God, that's not the case, and he is always there for us. He is just and full of mercy. In the same way that he asked his children in the times of Micah, he keeps asking us today, "What have I done wrong that you don't listen?" What wrong has he done to us, to you? Do you remember when you were in such difficult times and he helped you? Do you remember how he took you out of danger? Do you remember how he healed you? Or maybe he healed your children? Do you remember the time when you had so many problems in your congregation that you didn't know what to do, and he led you to find the solution to the problem? Don't you remember how much he loves you? He gave you what he loves the most. How much of his petition have we heard? Have we forgotten? He wants us to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly before him. Our ways are not the ways of our Lord. How do I know? Have we taken that moment to get quiet, to have that praising attitude, having a special time to be with the Lord and to listen what he wants you to do? We hear every day about the need for justice, the need for mercy. It is every day, all the time, in the news, in television, in the radio. We hear it from our neighbors. We find it every time in our cell phones, screens, and we don't listen. It has become part of our daily routine. The United Methodist movement started focusing on the people, serving the poor and doing what is just. In that way, they preach the word of God, the promises of God to the people. Unfortunately, we, the church, as part of society, accommodate easily and adopt society's values and follow what everybody sees without seeing an end. It's like the social activist Gloria Yamato said in 1992, talking about the injustice of racism. She said, "Racism is like a virus. It's hard to beat racism because by the time you come up with a cure, it's mutated to a new curse-resistant form. One shot just won't get it. Racism must be attacked from many angles. Isn't it evil? With the COVID-19 pandemic, we have a better idea of what a virus is, how it can kill people, destroy families, spread without limits, all races, all ages. How do I start doing justice if injustice has so many faces and we can see it all over around us? Don't you think God is asking too much? Everybody is different, with different backgrounds, different perspectives in life. God talks to each one of us specifically, and we have to listen to his voice and go where he is sending us. It may seem too hard and that we can't do it. We can't stop it. It is impossible. But we only have to do our part. When we have the conviction that the Lord is with us and he will guide us and give us strength in whatever mission he gives us, it's easier. Whatever mission he gives us, it's easier. When he took Adam and Eve out of the garden, he did it because he is just, and that's what they deserve. But he did grant mercy by allowing them to keep their lives and giving them the promise that he will send a savior to their descendants who will deliver them from the bondage of sin and death and give them eternal life with him, although they didn't deserve it. Where do we start? The world is upside down. Let's start doing what we least know to do. We forget to do. We have to be quiet. Give him a special place in our daily life and worship him in silence. Do it in private, only you and the Lord. Do it as a priority in your day. Be quiet and then listen in his presence, in the way he wants you to listen, through his word, prayer, and meditation, or even in audible way. What a privilege that will be. But please don't tell me, because I will get very jealous. We all want to hear him, don't we? Let's get quiet, listen, and remember. Let's pray. Lord, help us to listen so that we can do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly before you. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.